Hello, and welcome to Book Blurbs. I'm Gabrielle Sutherland.
And I'm Ricky Smith.
Here at Book Blurbs, it is our mission to empower readers and writers and encourage others to read.
We thrive to highlight books about girls and people of color. We are located in the Baltimore area.
The book that we are discussing today,
Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, is the story of a Black family struggling to survive in a racist Mississippi community during the height of the Great Depression.
Mildred Delois Taylor was born on September 14, 1943, in Jackson, Mississippi. But shortly after her birth, their family moved from Mississippi, where opportunities were few and far between, to Toledo, Ohio, for a fresh start. She had grown up hearing her grandparents' stories of how her ancestors endured life in the times of slavery, Reconstruction, and at that time, the Great Migration, with all their dignity intact. These stories were full of life and authenticity compared to the way that the lives of African American people have traditionally been portrayed in U.S. history. She was inspired by them to create an unbiased, detailed, and truthful account of African Americans, and after subsequent years of study, she did. She published her first book, Song of the Trees, a year after winning the Council on Interracial Books for Children Award in 1974. The book introduced the Logan family, who went on to feature in her Newbery Medal-winning work, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry.
Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry is the story of the Logan family and the struggles that they face. It is told from the perspective of 9-year-old Cassie Logan. She tells of how her family works hard to keep the small piece of farmland they own. They endure many racial prejudices in their community and from their neighbors. When Cassie takes a trip to the nearby town of Strawberry, she is shocked by the disrespect she is greeted with. At the same time, more serious problems are developing. The Lawless Boys, the racist owners of a nearby store, burn some Black men, killing one, causing the Logan family to begin a boycott of their store. When Stacy, the oldest of the Logan family, gets in a fight with his best friend TJ at the Wallace store, Mama decides to take a tour in the local community and urge people not to let their children go there and not to purchase goods there. When Christmas comes, Uncle Hammer and Papa come home to join the family. When Harlan Granger, their neighbor, comes to try to convince the Logans to stop the boycott, Hammer and Papa are both defiant. Soon after he comes, Mama loses her teaching job for removing derogatory words from textbooks, and other pressure is put on the Logan family. Other families who share a crop on Granger land are forced to return to the Wallace store. And finally, to top off all of the problems that the Logans are facing, Papa's leg is broken during a violent attack he suffers while trying to make a trip to Vicksburg. Mr. Granger forces the Logans to pay up on a loan they once took out from the bank, forcing Uncle Hammer to sell his car so that they can pay it off. TJ, Stacy's best friend, has become a rogue and a known thief. He starts to hang out with two troublemaking white teenagers, Melvin and RW. One day, they bring him along on a murderous rampage and manage to frame him. Papa and a friend must go to stop the lynching that follows. Almost as soon as they leave, however, the cotton field catches on fire, as if it was struck by lightning. The lynch mob and the local Black farmers must band together in order to stop the fire. In the end, it turns out that Papa started the fire to stop the lynching.
Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry has many important themes to discuss, but today I'm going to talk about just a few of them. The first theme that I'll talk about is racism. Throughout the course of the book, we see how racism greatly affects the Logan's ways of life. Cassie and her brothers are given the old and battered school books that are deemed unfit for white children. Racial injustice was also evident in the community's law enforcement. When the Wallaces, a racist white family in town, attacked, set three black men on fire, murdering one of them, they are never questioned or arrested, despite openly bragging about what they have done. Another theme is land ownership. Owning their own land is a very significant part of who the Logans are. Unlike many of their other Black friends and neighbors, the Logans don't have to work as sharecroppers. To give some background information, sharecropping is when a farmer or landowner allows a tenant to use the land in return for a share of the crops that are produced on the land. Sharecropping was an unfair system because the workers were almost always in debt to the landowner. Since the Logans own their own land, they want to pass it on to Stacy, Kathy, Christopher John, and Little Man. However, there are people like Mr. Granger who don't want the Logans to have the land and are willing to do anything to take it away from them.
The book that we are discussing today, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, fits into the category or genre of historical fiction. So, what is historical fiction? When we normally think of literature, we divide it into two genres, fiction and nonfiction. Fiction can simply be described as a product of the author's imagination and nonfiction as true fact. Some popular examples of fiction are the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling and Bud Not Buddy by Christopher Paul Curtis. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind by Brian Miller and William Kamkwamba and The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank are two famous nonfiction books. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, historical fiction is the genre of literature, film, etc., comprising narratives that take place in the past and are characterized chiefly by an imaginative reconstruction of historical events and personages. Although we can think of literature as fiction and nonfiction, historical fiction bridges the two. Normally, when we read a history book, it feels impersonal, but when an author takes it and adds characters to it, it becomes a story that you feel a connection to and a story that you want to read. I don't have much to say against historical fiction because it's a genre that I like, but sometimes the story can be taken too far away from the history and into the author's imagination. Another reason is that the author fills in gaps with information that has no strong evidence to support it. One last reason to not like historical fiction is because the author may leave out information that might be unpleasant. For example, an author might write a historical fiction about Thomas Jefferson's life at Monticello. The author might describe Jefferson's role as an architect and as an innovative farmer, but leave out the fact that slave labor was responsible for his success. Just like history, historical fiction can be divided into periods of time. For example, the book that we are discussing this week, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, fits within the genre of modern historical fiction because it is set during the Great Depression that occurred in the 1930s. The modern era is usually considered to start with the Industrial Revolution and end with World War II. So, if you wanted to be more precise, you could say that Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry is an example of late modern history historical fiction. In recent years, writers have been experimenting with a subgenre of historical fiction called alternate histories. Alternate histories are when a story or event is taken and changed by an author. Leviathan by Scott Westerfeld is one example of alternate history, with its replacement of World War I soldiers with robots and genetically modified animals. It sounds like a fun book, but what makes our book so interesting is how well it does something much simpler. It takes what might be dry facts and turns them into an adventure you can imagine yourself living in.
Today, I'll be sharing my analysis for Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry by Mildred D. Taylor. This book is focused on the Logans, a loving Black family living in Mississippi during the Great Depression. Told by 9-year-old Cassie Logan, this book chronicles the Logans' troubles and their triumphs. Facing serious troubles, such as neighbors being burned, their father getting shot, and a close friend being brutally beaten, the Logans show their resilience, their pride, and their agency. The author, while still maintaining the young narrator's childlike spirit and developing morals, infuses the text with great detail, occurred settings, and believable characters, like Stacy and his sometimes best friend TJ. For instance, Stacy expresses his dissatisfaction with TJ in this quote, when, for context, the Logan children are plotting revenge on a bus that regularly splashes them, saying, TJ's my best friend, but he's got no stomach for this kind of thing. He talks too much. The Logan family parents discipline their children lovingly, showing them why they tell them the things that Cassie and the others couldn't understand, and shaping their children's psyches. Cassie's personality reminds me of the girls and women in my family, and she makes the right decisions when they matter most. She is a very clever, capable, and strong girl. Finally, the boys, though being minor characters, are also well-developed. In conclusion, with its detailed, authentic surroundings and realistic characters, this is an amazing book, and you will not be sorry you read it.
Thanks for that, Ricky.
Now, let's talk about what we thought about the book. Ricky, what was your initial reaction to the book? How did you feel when you started to read it?
I loved this book. Even though it talked about hard subjects, it was so easy to read for me. And it was very realistic.
I have to agree with you, Ricky. I loved the book, and I found myself comparing my personality and who I am to Cassie. Although she's younger than me, I liked it because she was an independent older sister, but she's also a younger sister, which I'm not. But I see how she has to treat her brothers, and I took some lessons that I learned from her.
What was your favorite part of the book, Gabby?
Oh, wow. I liked the scene where they made the trap. They made the hole for the bus. I just loved the prank.
I loved the part where Cassie tricks Lily and Jean and basically blackmails her.
That was a really good part. Ricky, who was your favorite character and why?
Well, if Cassie wasn't in the book, I'd have to say Stacy. He sort of reminds me of someone familiar to me.
I have to say Cassie, but again, if she wasn't in the book, I'd have to say Little Man. I just thought he was so cute, and he was a very, I don't know how to describe him, but he was a very happy kind of kid.
Would you want to read another book by this author for Gabby?
Yes, I definitely would. I know this is actually a sequel to Song of the Trees, and I want to read Song of the Trees so I can know what happened before, and then I want to read the rest of the series. So yes, I do want to read another book by Mildred Taylor.
Well, I'd agree with you. I read the book after this one, Let the Circle Be Unbroken, and it was just as good as this one. So, I'd be open to reading more.
Ricky, what did you think while you were reading the book?
I thought that the Logan family were heroes just for surviving. And they survived, and they didn't survive by just doing terrible things. They survived by doing the right thing, even though so many people were doing terrible things to them.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. They were very strong and courageous, and they were kind. And they didn't want to cause trouble. The kids, I can't say the same thing for the kids, but definitely the adults. And I just love how they were so connected as a family and so loyal to each other, and how they would stick with each other through thick and thin. How did your opinion of the book change as you read it? Did you have an idea coming in? And did it change over time, or did it stay the same?
Well, even though I'd read the book before, the thing that changed the most was that I was surprised about the ending. Everything else, I think I could remember, or I just expected from them. The ending was ingenious.
Yeah. It's a very dramatic ending, and it shows that even though they have their differences, and even though they have different ideas of what is right, they will all band together for the common good when people's lives depend on it. And it's a little ironic, because they're willing to save the lives, or at least just help the Logans when they were about to kill someone, you know? So,
true. Are there any lingering questions that you still have about the book?
Well, I know that TJ ends up getting in trouble even though he's not lynched, even though he's not killed. But it's like, what happens to him after that? And that's why I want to read the next one, so I can find that out.
Yeah, that's the thing I most wanted to find out.
We'll be right back with the remainder of this episode, but first, a word from our sponsor. Are you looking for masks? Then you should go to Go Crafty. Go Crafty's masks are unique because they are personalized to your size and style, and they have over 80 different fabrics for you to choose from. They have lots of different add-ons, such as nose pieces, filter pockets, and adjustable straps. But most of all, they are made with love and care. Just go to gocrafty.square.site for your comfortable, personalized, and fashionable mask. That's gocrafty.square.site. Ricky, if you got the chance to talk to one of the characters, what would you say to them?
Well, I guess I'd ask them for advice.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would tell Cassie and the Logans that things will get better. Things will get better eventually, because all good things take time. But eventually, good things will happen.
What do you think happens to the characters after the book ends, Gabby?
I don't know, because I haven't read the next book. I know you have, but I really don't know, but I have things that I hope for them.
Well, I don't really want to say too much, but I think they'll keep surviving.
Well, Ricky, how did the setting affect the story? And do you think that if you were to change the setting, do you think the story would feel the same meaning and still be the same, or do you think it would be different?
Well, the setting gives a sense of reality, because we know things like that actually did happen in Mississippi, but yeah, a sense of reality. Would you have ended the book differently, Gabby?
I want to say yes. I wanted to give it a happy ending, but a happy ending doesn't have the same kind of drama as the last sentence that says, I cried for TJ and the land. That's just such a dramatic sentence. And having the fact that, oh, everything ends up happy and glorious, it doesn't have that drama. And that's what makes this book so great and so unique, is because there's so much drama going on.
Well, I'd say I wouldn't have ended the book differently, because that was the perfect ending, but I probably would have, because I wouldn't have been able to think of that ending.
Well, thank you, Ricky. Well, I think that wraps up our discussion part. Thank you for listening. Make sure to send us any questions or comments you have, and you might be featured on the next episode of Book Blurbs.
To learn more about this podcast, you can visit our website at anchor.fm/book-blurbs.
I'm Gabrielle Sutherland.
I'm Ricky Smith.
Keep on reading. We'll see you next time.